Let's put a song so you can sing along with a special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme song, yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today is a bestie of the pod, Roland Ruzanek.
Yay! Hi, everybody. Hi.
Welcome back.
It's been Thanks.
It feels like it's been a minute, but also not at the same time.
Yeah,
I don't know. Agree. Time.
Yeah, because time, what is time?
What is time? And speaking of, we're here today to talk about a 1945 film that may have been lost to time, because I've never heard of it until you told me we should do it, Yolanda and the Thief. The screenplay is by Irving Breacher and an uncredited Ludwig Bim. Oh, fuck.
Sure. I saw it on the credits too. I was like, I don't know who that is and how you say his name. It's a Vincent Minnelli picture.
Right. It was music by Harry Warren, lyrics by Arthur Freed. It was directed by, and I say his name wrong every time, and I'm so happy about it, Vincente Minnelli. Listen.
I didn't know you did that. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Liza's dad. I've been saying Vincente because that's how it's spelled. And so stupid me was like, obviously, this is how it's said. And then after a while, I'm like, but everyone keeps calling him Vincent. But it's spelled the Italian. Anyway.
Is it? Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
According to IMDb, con man Johnny Riggs impersonates the guardian angel of a wealthy heiress to swindle her, but unexpectedly falls for her. He returns her money, confessing his love. Their escape gets complicated. Okay. Roland.
Needless to say, yes.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I like this movie, but I also don't hate it. I think it's very just middling for me.
It's mid. Yeah, it's mid. There's watching it again. I watched it once. Oh my God, I think a spider just walked on me. Okay.
Keep that in, John.
Well, watching it the one time where I was like, we should do this, I was really enamored with how it looked and like the choreography and the like, just it was beautiful to look at and it was very sumptuous. It's a very Vincent Minnelli movie. And the songs are pretty, but there aren't that many songs, first of all.
No.
There's like four? Five?
Yeah, there's a grand total of six. Well, sorry, five. You're right, because the Dream Ballet and Will You Marry Me is like one
like
sweet.
Yes.
But that Dream Ballet was just forever.
What the hell's happening? Like, is it, like, I watched it again with a different eye and I was like, wait, is this just the plot of the movie rehashed? I don't understand what's happening right now. And then it ends and I was like, oh yeah, that's the plot of the movie. It's just telling you what's going to happen in the I'm like, why are we doing this? See, it was beautiful though. The dancing was lovely. Lucille Bremer is lovely.
Yes.
The costumes are fantastic.
Her costumes I liked. The ensemble-y costumes I did not really like.
Because what country are they in? They're in a country called Patria. Patria is Spanish for homeland. So it's either like Peru or Cuba or Puerto Rico. It's not Puerto Rico because it feels very like Cuba or
it feels
like,
very Europe though, because they keep talking about there's no extradition laws there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, are we like in Spain? Are we?
No.
In Italy.
No, it's more like it's a Latin American country for sure, because Aquaviva is also like Spanish, but it could be Portugal. But it was also just so fucking random. Like the thing that I laughed at every time it happened was they could not get together on how to pronounce her name. Her name is Yolanda, and Fred Astaire says Yolanda. The woman playing the aunt. So calls her Yolanda, then other people called her Yolanda, and I giggled every time.
Well, I mean, to start off the mood of the film, we do start with somebody in brown face, right? Like, was that what I was seeing?
I
The guy at the beginning teaching the little boys.
tan. He was very
He
tan.
was very tan. Okay,
Yes,
it may have just
no, I'm
been.
not, you're not wrong. I'm just saying he it wasn't like full on blackface offensive, like, oh my God, you're doing a black person. But it was very much like, yeah, you're wearing very dark makeup for a white man. Like, yes.
For
Yes.
no reason, because
Well,
everyone else in this movie is whiter than snow.
not everyone. Like the
The main
supporting people.
characters.
Yeah. Oh, everyone, the leads were definitely white people.
Lucille Bremer, a white woman, is playing a woman named Yolanda.
Yolanda
Like,
Aquaviva, supposed to be an
Yolanda
heiress
Acuña.
to a Latin American fortune, and she is a white-skinned, red-haired lady.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that again, like I was very drawn to how sumptuous I love the look of this movie. It's really pretty and interesting, and especially how it's lit is really interesting.
I have a question for you that I don't know if you're going to answer it, but it may open your mind a little bit.
What? I'm scared.
Did they use a lot of set pieces from Wizard of Oz in this?
Oh, I don't. I can see why you asked that. I don't think so. I think.
Because it feels like that town square that they're around a couple of times. I was just like, this feels like Munchkin Land.
Oh, it may be the same like pieces. It could be. I mean, they did recycle. It could be a redress set for sure. The town square.
Because
Oh.
like when the dream sequence, when he goes through and he gives the guy the cigarette who has like 10 arms coming out of him,
Yeah,
and
what
then
the
he,
fuck was that? What?
I don't, girl, I have no idea.
So there was so much of like, wait, what? Why? A lot of that for me. Like, wait, what? What? And first of all, I thought the music was really pretty, but it didn't do anything for the plot. Like, none
No.
of it. And it felt like this movie was one movie, like a script that was delivered about like this con man, and it was going to be like a comedy. And then somehow along the way, they said decided to add songs to it, and the
Because
songs
they
just
cast
don't.
Fred Astaire.
Yes,
And he
and they.
doesn't even sing or dance in a lot in this.
I mean, he sings
He
a
has
tiny
one
bit,
song.
yeah, tiny bit, and he dances for him very little. Like,
Yeah,
it
because like
is.
that dream ballet, yes,
Was
it's
shoehorned in
choreographed.
there. Like, they fucking
Right.
shoved that baby in your without any lube.
But like I was saying, there was choreography, but
Yeah.
it's not a 5, 6, 7, 8. It was like a, okay, we're gonna entrap you in a triangle of fabric,
Oh my
of fabric
God.
strips,
And then do it three more times.
and then keep doing that, and you're just gonna move around, and then, you're gonna partner with Lucille Bremer a little bit, and then later during, what's that other, coffee time.
Coffee time was the other
Was the
dance.
last one, yeah, with
Okay, on the like weird striped floor.
the squiggly line black and
Yeah.
white
Yeah.
floor
Yeah.
where the ensemble were in browns because coffee, and but they had
Well,
like
which
bright
implies it's Cuba
colors.
or Puerto Rico because the out the they would they the that was caught coffee.
I mean, I feel like if this wasn't set in a fake
Latin
Latin
America.
country.
Yeah.
Like, if they set this maybe in like another country, I might have worked a little bit better.
I would agree.
But the other downfall of this is Yolanda being an idiot.
See, this is where we have to really talk. This is I think the bulk of the conversation. 'Cause I have never ever seen a character so fucking dumb in my life.
Who
Like,
is who is? I mean, first of all, she's
and
supposed to be
could
what, 18?
Yeah, no, well, they said 20 years. At one point, they said she'd been away for 20 years. And I
Okay.
was like, how?
Because
I don't know.
in the beginning, when she's in the convent and Mother Superior, best character in the whole movie, by the
Oh,
way.
I disagree. My favorite is the aunt because the shit that the aunt says in that first scene when she's introducing her, I guffawed at every. I watched it three times just because
I
I love
mean,
that scene.
I don't know how I feel about the aunt.
Oh, she's
I still don't know how I feel about
the
her.
character's not a great person, but she's funny as fuck.
She's got, I mean, the door opening moment was hilarious as well.
Well, but this, oh yeah. Oh, okay, we need to talk about that.
But
But go
we'll
back,
get,
go back, go back, go back, go back. Yeah.
So I wasn't sure how old Yolanda is, because like the Mother Superior's like, you are old enough to now run your family's business and fortune and all that. So I'm just like, okay, I know I'm probably putting like American idealism onto
Well,
it, where
also contemporary thoughts, because we're talking
contemporary,
1940
true.
too, right? Yeah. Or 45.
Where I'm like, okay, maybe she's 18 and she's gonna start, because that's considered an adult, forgetting we're also in a made-up country. But then, like, the naivete of her, it's just like, I
And
don't
also,
know.
she's so like religiously schooled and so like blind to the world that like it's just it is she's dumb. Like they wrote her
So
dumb.
dumb
And I
and
hate that. I hate
gullible.
it when like a leading lady is written dumb because you go, you know she wouldn't be. You I
Right.
mean in
And
real life there no woman would be that much of an idiot.
I was reading, now, my sources are Wikipedia and IMDb, so grain of salt, everyone. But like, I was reading that this is that Bremer, Lucille Bremer, was like Arthur Freed's lover. And so this
Oh,
was supposed to be like a star vehicle project for her,
clearly, yes.
and you see that, but also, like, I don't know, it felt like it was also meant to be a silent film because there wasn't a lot of dialogue throughout the movie.
It's a very light plot. Like it like there's so much they could have done to like make it more interesting and more like an adventure, more like a con movie. And it just
Yeah.
didn't deliver in any of those ways because like you think how complex the plot is and it gets resolved really quickly and really it just goes fast. It was weird.
Like, we recently
But
did.
also it felt long, right?
Yeah. Oh
Like
my God. It's 1 hour and 45 minutes, but it felt like it was 10 hours long.
oh my God, it feels so slow. And yet you go, but this plot is weirdly complicated and they go through it really quickly.
Well, we recently did Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and I was
I
just
love
sitting
that
there
movie.
and I'm like, this is a better con movie
Yes, and the
where,
payoff is delicious. Yeah.
yes. And then in this one, though, like, it felt like she's an idiot. I don't understand how he's a con artist if he's gonna fall in love with his marks all the time.
Yeah, because what's special about her? Like, yeah.
Right. And then also the deus ex machina of that
Oh.
mysterious man being her real guardian angel.
Candle. And also, he just like shows up out of nowhere. Like, there was no introduction. He just kind of like, I don't remember seeing him
Was
show up.
he the one that took the bag
Yeah.
when
Yeah, that's
Fred
him.
Astaire? Okay.
So I literally went back to see where they introduced the character, and they don't. I rewatched it to see. I'm like, where does he come from? And he just, when Frank Morgan gets hit on the head with the bag, he just like walks by and picks it up, and then they have the scene with him later in the fucking
I could have
bar.
sworn, because when we first meet Fred Astaire and
Frank Morgan.
Frank Morgan, thank you, the wizard.
Yes. From the original Wizard of Oz. I love that man so much. And he's so wonderful in this too. He's.
Well, yeah, when we first meet them on the train, though, don't they have a whole conversation about how there's other con men on the train that are trying to, like, also steal her money?
Oh, you're
And so, is
right.
that where the
And
guardian angel may have.
maybe he was there and I just didn't notice him. So maybe it's
Yeah.
literally at the beginning of the movie. I didn't go that far back.
I'm not gonna lie, Roland, my phone was out a lot during this movie, so I may not have been paying that much of attention to it. It just didn't grasp my attention, because I'm like, it's a
Same.
Fred Astaire film,
It's a struggle. It was a struggle for sure.
and I mean, okay, yes, he's also an actor, but like, come on,
Not a
it's
great
Fred
actor.
Astaire.
He's not a great actor. He's not a, he's a showman. He's you know
But
a
you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
he is a triple threat in theory,
Yeah,
but
yeah,
this is
yeah.
like him. It'll be like him doing a play, and you're like, why?
Yeah.
Why though?
I definitely don't understand how it is so sumptuous and like beautifully produced and like yet such a misfire at the same time. Like it seemed like it was there was something really off. Like I wish there was more about it that I could find out, because now I'm so intrigued. Because Lucille Bremer technically is lovely. She's a wonderful dancer,
Yeah.
but everything she said, I wanted to slap her face. So I was like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And like I get it. She's doing her job as an
Oh
actor,
no,
you
I
know.
meant the character. I should say the character,
Right.
not the actress. Yeah,
No,
yeah, yeah.
but like I don't know. I think it goes to the writing of it.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Cause like you see, like I agree with you. The mansion was beautiful. Her gowns were gorgeous.
And then there's the scene at the end with like they're at the carnival and it's just crazy and cool looking, and there's like it's just rich with like imagery, and like it was a lot of, even the weird dance sequences were designed beautifully. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of the design choices, but they were well, it was beautifully done.
I did not like the ensemble and like the Technicolor explosion of solid colors, because it was just a little, especially
Which one? Wait, in which one? The
all
first
of
was like, oh, yeah.
it. Like when we're in the mansion and the aunt is misremembering everybody's names or details about
Oh
their
my God, I
lives,
love that so much.
but
That whole
like
scene makes me laugh so hard.
their clothes were just too much for me. And then we get into the dream sequence.
Oh, that's kind of what I liked about it, that it was just like, whoa, they're so like there's so much going on in all these clothes.
Right, but with the ensemble in the dream sequence and in Coffee Time, like they're wearing a neutral base and then they have like
Oh, their accents were
accessories
called like
or,
their, yeah, like
yeah,
primary color, like a hat or
or
stockings
gloves or
or gloves.
shoes.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
I'm just
yeah.
sitting there like, why?
Well, I think it's something either Minnelli or the designer were trying to do, because he doesn't he do something like that in, didn't Vincent Minnelli direct Judy in Star is Born, and then they do that same thing with like the numbers like mostly in red.
Oh my God, you make me think back to our time,
Yeah, I'm saying
our saga.
I think it's a design choice that he was playing with through his career.
I mean, I get it as like a way to like kind of make your leads pop, but
Yeah, I
also
guess,
it's
but
just like the pop of color on their costume is
yeah.
distracting
Yes.
that I'm now focusing on your tights that are electric blue instead of watching our leads spin around you
And let
because
us say that they, I would, let me say that I think that may be the reason, because it's such a problematic script that he was trying to distract from it.
I mean, yeah, it's such a thin story
Yeah.
of like.
Except it's not, I mean, it was thin in this execution of it, but if you really like investigated like the storytelling, you could get a real 2-hour script out of this and have it be interesting, because there's so much there.
Yeah, I guess like
They just
every
didn't
choice
do
they
it.
made
Yeah.
wasn't good. And like
Something was real
it's
off
not
about it.
us that it's not just us. Like
No.
this is a failure of a
Yeah.
film. Like I was reading as well that Lucille
There's a reason
Bremer,
why you can't watch it in many places except TCM on occasion, and like a very
I had to watch it on a sketchy Russian website, so
same,
yeah.
same. I watch it on the same sketchy on an
Yeah, this
OK.RU,
the sketchy Russian website that I have used in the past that I'm now like,
which is
great. They're
kind
just
of great. Yeah,
they're
it's
gonna
great.
steal my information. Awesome. Go to town, Russia.
Yeah.
But it's just like I don't know. I mean, Lucille Bremer was good in this, I will say. And I
Yeah, she
liked
was good
her.
for what she was given to do.
I liked her as well in Ziegfeld Follies, which we've also done as an
Oh,
episode in the past.
yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know if this should have been like the career ender that it ended up being for her,
Was
but
it?
basically,
Oh,
yeah.
what a bummer. That's a shame. Yeah.
Because let's see. Okay, so she was in a couple of movies, but then in 1948, she just stopped.
Oh, okay.
So she did, after this, she did Till the Clouds Roll By,
Oh,
Dark Delusion,
Dark Delusion.
Adventures of Casanova, Ruthless. I don't think that's the one that's based off, that the musical is based off. Nope,
No,
it's
and
not at all.
it definitely isn't. Yeah.
And then a movie called Behind Locked Doors.
Oh.
But Yeah, after this, it like I don't know. It feels like maybe this was like the beginning of the end for her career, 'cause like I said, she worked for like 3 years after this and then stopped, retired.
Interesting.
But like,
Maybe she just gave up. She's like, fuck this shit.
I mean even Fred Astaire looked like he was just there for the paycheck half the time.
I mean, probably.
'Cause
And Frank Morgan too. As much as I love him, you go, half the time I was like, are you? You're just, you don't care, do you?
I mean, unless it was a scene with Fred Astaire, because like after the dream sequence when he's there with the water pitcher, I was like, okay, there's some chemistry going on here that I like.
Yes. Like they were friends or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like actual friends, not just co-con
No, like in
artists
real
in
life.
real
Yeah.
life. Yeah. God. But the songs in this were just like,
Mid, total mid. Like
yeah.
it's like not offensively bad as a whole. It's not great. It's just sort of like if you put it on the background at a party, it's that's where it belongs. So you don't have to pay attention. You go, oh, look at that lovely costume go by, and then you go back to talking to your friend.
Because like it is in color, so that's a because
Oh, that was the other thing I was gonna say, that it's a probably newish Technicolor movie for the time, like when color was new, and you could tell like everyone's cheeks are very well painted, the lips are all the same color, and I wondered if maybe that was part of why they were using primary colors like that, so because it was easier to film, and it was like the medium of Technicolor was new in
yes.
1945, not new but new-ish,
New,
and
it was the hot thing, you know,
yeah, make it
because,
pretty, make it colorful,
yeah.
splashy, splashy.
All right, let's talk about the aunt more, because
Oh my God, I loved her so much. I
I
mean, I love the
honestly
actress.
was giving a different read than what happened in the movie, because the idea, the setup for the character of Aunt Amaria, excuse me, was
Oh,
that
yeah.
she was the executor of the will or whatever, the
Of
fortune,
the Aquaviva state. Yeah, the
Aquaviva
estate. Yeah,
estate,
yes.
that once Yolanda became of age, then she would pass it over to her, blah blah blah.
Right,
So
right.
that initial first scene, part of me was expecting the aunt, again, modern t sensibilities.
Right.
Part of me was expecting the aunt to like not fully hand it over or to fuck over Yolanda in
Oh
a
no,
way.
I did too. I did too.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when she, but the problem is this actress, Margaret Natwick is her name, is so funny.
She is funny, but then also I was just like, are you just an idiot? Like, is that why?
I think they wrote all the women like morons, and I hated that.
Well, at least with her though, it's a bit, it feels like. That like she works in this house and it's sorry, it's a mansion really, and it's huge and there's a huge staff and she doesn't know everybody or how long everybody's been there. So,
Because she, I think it's more like because she doesn't care.
because she does, well, and also it's kind of like, could it be a little racist?
I
Considering,
thought she was supposed to be of the town. She, it's,
yeah,
I
well,
think it's like,
it's kind of difficult because I'm just like,
yeah, because
where
I mean,
are
are
we
they?
again?
Yeah. Yeah. Where are we? And why are the leads white and everyone else is brown? Like, or
Yes.
brownish or brown-esque.
Yes. Or like, especially in like the opening with the man that is kind of brown faced.
Yeah.
There's the two boys that come up to him and it looks like
They are definitely brown. Yeah.
they are definitely brown, but also like one of them can only speak English, it feels like, and like that's their class. They're learning English. And then all of a
It's weird. It's
sudden,
so
it's
weird, this whole
so
movie.
weird.
It's
But
such a weird movie.
I did laugh hysterically with, like I said, the door moment where the aunt is opening up like more and more doors within a door.
Oh
It's
God, it was
so fascinating.
and so weird, and like who thought and why? But it works. It's funny.
I mean, it was the only really time I laughed in this whole movie.
Oh, see, I laughed that whole opening scene. That whole opening scene when she comes like gliding down the stairs and she's like, Yolanda. And then she starts introducing everybody and she gets up, and then they go, ma'am, we don't have that. And like she, oh, she She does this whole thing about like the lunch is gonna have caviar from here and
And
avocado from
lobster, yeah, avocados, that's
avocado
right.
from California and a lobster from here. And then the chef comes up and he goes, "Ma'am, we're not ready for lunch." And she goes, "How dare you? I told you to have lunch ready." And he goes, "You said to have it ready at 2 and it's 1." And she goes, "Likely story," or something like that. And he goes, "And by the way, you forgot to order the caviar, the avocado." And then she goes, "Well, then we'll do crackers and sardines." I mean, it's just funny. It's just like a weird ass fucking, like, it's the one time the script was like smart to me, and then it goes back to being this weird ass.
I don't think I laughed at that. Well, no, I know I didn't laugh at that moment because I was still trying to get a read of her.
Yeah, makes sense. No, I get
So,
that. Yep.
but yes, it is funny that scene and like the fact that
She
she
was funny. Like the
confuses
whole character, they always
people.
made her try to be like a funny character. I just kept thinking that character was going to turn and be a villain and be like,
Right.
yeah,
But then
duh,
she wasn't, and you're like,
no,
okay.
she wasn't.
She's just an idiot. She's like the
A kooky aunt.
a billionaire who's dumb,
Yeah, who's
basically.
so, who's so, well,
Like
it's like
out of touch
an
and
idle rich, or like she doesn't, you know, she's so wealthy that she doesn't know anything.
But then I Mother Superior was also hilarious.
Yeah.
I
Especially
think
the
I
line at the end. You ever thought about putting what did he say? Do the kids make get money? Yes, they get 5 cents a day. You ever
Oh, you
thought
ever
about
thought
putting,
about putting a casino in there or something like that?
yeah, and then she just looks at him and it was like, yes.
I mean, I think I also chuckled. I don't want to say full belly laughed like I did during the door moment, but chuckled when in the beginning, when Yolanda was after watching the puppet show was just like, it was so scary, and Mother Superior was like, I saw the dress rehearsal yesterday and I wasn't scared. I was just like, fuck yeah, bitch.
Oh, and the Mother Superior, she goes, "Stop talking, your porridge is gonna get cold." And then the little girl goes, "Mother, our porridge is cold today." And she goes, "Then it'll get
It'll get
warm."
warm. Like, we have some
There was some
funny
funny
humor
lines,
in
but God,
this.
this movie just it's like a slog at an hour and a half, and you go, "How is that possible? I don't get it."
I don't.
But it's
I
not a
think.
terrible movie at the same time. Like, I would put it on if I was cleaning and just like, oh, there's that. It's pretty. Like, it's pleasant. It's like beautiful to look at, but like, oh, yeah.
I think also having a really long dream ballet in the middle of the film.
And it's unwarranted, period. Like, it all of a sudden you're having a dream ballet and you're like, why is this here now? If anything, it should be much later in the movie where he has to make up his mind about, like, do I keep the money or do I give it back to her? But
Do I
like,
tell her the truth that I'm not a real
yeah,
guardian
which would have been a
angel?
better place to put it, and you could like retool it and then you go, okay, then it makes sense, because it's like how he dreams about having to like, what's the right thing to do here, you know?
Which, like, that's what Gene Kelly is also known for with the dream ballets, but they're mostly at the end or in the last third of the
Which is where
film.
they belong. I mean, like, even in Broadway shows, like in Oklahoma, it comes late in the piece, you
Yeah,
know.
well, because that one, that dream ballet is what? Like at the end of Act One, which is still like you
It's
set,
late. It's late.
yeah,
It's
you
because
set
it's at
up a
a,
lot
yeah, you
already.
need more of a plot turning point to justify a dream sequence.
Right. And the fact that, I mean, they put so much effort into making this con work where the entrance is like him sitting on a throne and they shine a light in his area and they make
Oh,
sure.
because he wants to appear like an angel. That's, yeah.
Right, but I'm saying like they put so much detail into that it feels like the next day he all of a sudden has a change of heart, but it's not warranted or it's
I
not like
agree. That's
justified.
that was my biggest problem, is all of a sudden it's like, wait, so is he in love with her, and why her? And if he's like you said, like, they're both con men, wouldn't the other one talk him out of it? Like, wouldn't the other one be like, what are you
He
doing?
did
It's like,
try, though, it feel
but it's
like.
such a quick scene. It should be like a there should be more to it, because it's like, you're $1 million in this time period
Was like a
is
billion or something.
correct. It is a mass that you literally have money for the rest of your life and generations to come.
So the idea was that Let me use character names instead of. All
No, say, well, oh, all right.
right, yeah. So Riggs, Fred Astaire's character,
Yeah.
is pretending to be an angel for Yolanda and is like, sign over your wealth to me just because you're a woman of God and you don't want.
And I'll help you manage
I'll help you
your
manage your
finances
estate.
because I'm
With.
your guardian angel.
And he was going to just rob her blindly. But
Yeah, every
then.
fucking thing too.
But then the real guardian angel that we don't know about until the very end is
Named
setting up.
Candle,
Yeah.
which is weird. I was like, why is the name Candle? I don't know.
Is setting up a con for Riggs to be a player in without him knowing about it. Of like, no, you're going to marry Yolanda and be an honest man.
Yeah, it's like a double con. And that's the thing, like you go, this is a complicated plot. And they gloss over it so quickly that if they developed it better, it would have been more interesting and more fun to watch and watch it pay off.
I honestly thought Kendall was another con artist.
Well, he
Like
was,
that.
I think you were meant to think that, because that's what I got too, that he was just meant to be like some sort of quasi-shady guy.
Because, like, when he s takes the bag and then brings it back to Fred Astaire,
Which is so
where
easy,
he's
like
like, oh, I
so
can't use
easy.
this money without the executor's, like, signing
Letter.
it over to
Yeah, the
me.
authorization letter, whatever. Yeah.
And then Fred Astaire's just like, I have it. So give me the money and blah. It's
It's just, ugh, it's so easy. It's all like the complications are way too easy. Like you go,
and then like the fact that the two of them, Fred Astaire and Frank
Frank Morgan.
Morgan, try to escape via train, and I'm just sitting there like, well, if you're
And
in a
then,
place that has no extradition, why are you leaving? Like, go to another
right.
part of the country or state or
Well, because I think they
whatever
wanted
this
to
is.
get back to the United States to like get their money, so they can live off this all this money and like live on the high on the
Then go to
hog.
another no extradition state or
Yeah,
country or
it just
something.
it's there's too many weird, like it just didn't.
I also laughed hysterically, and this wasn't like a it wasn't supposed to be funny, I think, but in the background during the final train scene where Mr. Candle is sitting there and he reveals he's an angel and everything, and then but. The screen in the that's supposed to be like the background, like through the window and everything, like just watching it, the train come to a stop and then go in reverse, like
That was so
that.
funny to me.
But like that technology was not up to, well, it was the technology they had of the day, but
Yeah, it was
in
all.
20 with 2026 eyes, it was so funny and so bad and so like.
Oh, I laughed at it too. It was so, because it was so like, and then I'm like, no train would stop that fast and go that, but turn around that quickly without like announcing they were. It was just, I think it was meant to be funny, but like, I agree with you. You go like, oof, some of these bits.
I just went there and was like, ah, Guardian Angel Deus Ex Machina. Okay.
Here we go.
There we
Yeah,
go.
here we go.
But again, like, it's not a bad film.
No, it's not offensive. I would, like I said, I would put it on in the background because it's pleasant and the music's lovely and
Do you
there
think
just
you'll
isn't
also put it
a
on if
lot.
you're like doing stuff around the
That's what
house?
I meant, like just like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to have something nice on, just like have, and then you put
The
it on, oh, I'll put this on. This is nice.
rainy day, I'm probably gonna take a nap movie. This is perfect for that.
Yeah, if I fall asleep with this movie on, I won't care because I won't miss anything.
And then you wake up and you're like, ah, the Dream Ballet is still going.
Yep,
Oh
exactly. Yeah.
my
I
God.
can't even tell you the names of the songs. That's how, and they were pretty. That's the sad part, but I don't know. I like, oh, we didn't talk about the thing that I was weirdly obsessed with, which in the dream sequence, she is wrapped up in shrouds of fabric at one point. And the fabric is like blowing in the wind, and she's walking in this shrouds of fabric. I was like, what is this meant to be? And they
I did like that effect though of the
it was neat
fabric
as hell.
flowing away and you
But
could.
also she it was reversed because she comes out of the water and the
Yes.
fabric is flowing, and you could tell it's like they did it backwards, but it's so cool and so I mean, again, like this is, I'm sure Vincent Minnelli's like trying to dress a turd. Like he was just like, this script is awful. Let me gild this baby as much as I can because this is a crappy script. And so he was just throwing shit at you know as much as he could, and it was just neat. And then at one point he's just like taking all the like fabric off of her, and then her dress underneath has like these beautiful like pieces of they're giant gold.
They're like paillettes
They
that
are okay.
are,
I was like, I don't know what you would call that. They're
they're
gorgeous. It was
like giant
gorgeous.
sequins, yeah.
Giant sequence, like
Which I
big.
guess is supposed to represent her wealth because she wraps it around him, and
Yeah.
it's supposed to be him.
That was the thing, is like if you have to think this hard about it, then they didn't succeed because it was just not,
I
it
just
didn't
didn't
make sense.
understand who, like the horse race dance moment. I was just like, what the fuck is happening with
Same. I
this?
just kept going like, what is going on here? What is this meant to be? Is it like, I don't
It
know.
is supposed to be him like pushing and pulling over this decision of like conning her over.
Yeah,
But
for
like, I
sure.
kind of wish.
It happened, it
Okay,
needs to happen
okay.
later in the story.
It has to happen later in the story. Or if like we see Mr. Candle. Because, like, I don't think the reveal at the end of him being the guardian angel has to wait until the end. Like, if we, the audience, see hints of that
I
throughout.
have to be honest, I saw it coming from a mile away. Like, literally, like, there's a sequence where she's talking about the hierarchy of angels with Fred Astaire, and he's literally standing behind them and he's giving them looks the whole time. And I was like, he's an angel. 'Cause he's like, that's me. Why am I, why are you, you're like, it was to me, it just read super obvious.
I also didn't care enough about that, so I didn't really pay that much attention. But I'm just sitting there like, but here's my pitch for a
Fair.
better
Fair.
scene for this dream ballet, where if Mr. Candle comes in and sprinkles like magic dust or whatever on him.
Yeah, there was no supernatural anything in this movie, which is interesting to me because I think it would have made it a little bit more interesting if there was a moment where he gave it away by doing something more overtly magical. But there he set up coincidences a lot, which I thought was interesting. Like when the coin flip happened and then the waiter comes and grabs it out of the air and you go like, oh.
But then the one that flips on the table flips in their favor
Yeah. But it
by
like le
magic.
but it landed on the one side and then you see like the table like jerk and then it flips
Yeah.
it. Yeah. I don't
I,
know. There's
yeah.
just a lot wrong with this movie, but
There was a
it's still not a terrible movie. That's the weird part.
moment as well. When Fred Astaire comes over to get the funds signed over to him and everything, where he meets the aunt and everything, and Yolanda's sitting there just being like, "Oh, he doesn't eat. Oh, he doesn't drink." For there was a
Which was weird.
briefest of brief moments, though, that I was like, "Does she know? Like, does she know that he's conning her?"
Oh yeah, I thought that too. I was like, oh, she's gonna be like, he doesn't eat, and then she was gonna be like, I know, I know, I yeah. And she, it was weird. That was
Yeah.
weird, and in a bad way weird. Like I was like, nah,
Well,
I don't.
because and then the button of that sequence is the song Yolanda, where I was just like, of course Fred Astaire knows how to play the harp, because that's what happened. Because he's still playing the angel part, so it's like he
Yeah, and
magically knows the harp.
he
Great.
actually played it. Like I was like, oh,
Yeah.
that's weird. Okay.
Yeah. It was just a lot, and it's like, does he do this con often, or is it just he tailored this one because he heard her praying to her guardian angel, and he's like, I'm going to pretend to be this, and then Frank Morgan is just like, think of the moral consequences, not the literal ones, because I guess Frank Morgan's character is religious.
Yeah, I don't know what was the deal with him either. It was like it was so underdeveloped, that character. You're like, what's the deal with you?
Anyway, is there anything else you want to talk about before we get into Sharpie Flat?
I think we covered it. No, we covered it.
Great. Let's do it.
Sharp Flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. Roland, what would you like to start with?
Oh, I say let's start on the negative and end on a positive.
Okay. Do you want to go first with your flats?
Sure, because I think we covered them all, but basically it was just like, as much as I enjoyed like watching this movie in parts, I struggled to get through it, even though I chose it, because it I've never well, it's rare when you watch a movie where you look at the time that it's left to play and you go, there's only like 30 minutes left, and it feels like I've been
I
watching this
kept.
movie for 4 hours. Like it feels slow and yet underdeveloped all at the same time.
I kept
And to me,
hovering as well
yeah.
to see the how much time has passed. And I
You're
was
like,
like, I
really?
have
And
another hour of this shit.
yeah, and you go, like, what the fuck? And I think just on a fundamental level, it's the film making the script storytelling aspect of the film. Because I think had the story been better developed and more compelling, it would have felt like that hour and a half would have been a rich hour and a half. I mean, like, look at the Disney movies. They're just as long, and they feel like you've lived a life with these characters, you know?
Right.
Like, they know how to tell it. So, that to me is just like, that's the one thing I would say is fundamentally what's
I
wrong with this
think I'm
movie.
also gonna blame Harry Warren and Arthur Freed because the music isn't good
It's
either.
basic. It's real basic. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
It's not bad. It's pleasant, but it's not, there's nothing special about any of it.
and they were put plopped into random moments, and I kind of wish that
Which
there
is not their
was
fault either. Yeah.
more. But I kind of wish there was more because like I said, Fred Astaire is a song and dance man.
Yeah.
Like, let them. And Lucille Bremer is also like a
She's
song and
lovely.
dance person.
She's
So,
fantastic. I mean, at one point I was just like, why was she not a bigger star? Like, what's the deal here?
right. I mean, I guess it was also bogged down by so many names at that point that you're even by today's standards, there's some people that I'm just like, why aren't you a star? And
Yeah.
it's like, well,
There's too many other
there's too
people.
much going on that I probably don't see whatever you're in
Yeah.
because
Yeah.
we have like so many streaming services now that each have their own identity and in shows and movies. And then there's the feature films that come out in theaters.
Yep.
So you're just like, whatever. Anyway,
Yep.
any other flats?
No, I'm just gonna stick with that one because I feel like we talked about all the other ones that I had. I just really think that is the root rot, the beginning of the problem, and that's the worst of it from in my opinion. Was that the script was just
Was bad. Yeah. I agree with you. I'm also going to flat that we had to watch this on the Sketchy Russian website.
Well, you can watch it on TCM. I just don't have
I don't
TCM.
have it
I don't have. And if
either.
TCM, hello TCM, if you're listening, when are you going to make your app a standalone app that we can pay for? Because I, Roland Rusnak, would fucking pay for it. Please make it a standalone. It's the one service you can't pay for alone without cable, and nobody has cable anymore.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
You have to have cable to have access to it. I don't understand that.
I'm also gonna flat the brown face that
Ooh,
happened.
yeah, 100%. Yes, I agree with that.
Because it's just like, why?
Yeah, but also we need to remember this isn't the period, and this is, I think, why the value of having these in the movies like this. We need to talk about, yes, this was okay at the time. It's not okay of us now, but at the time, people didn't think twice about doing it.
But then the question is, why is it only one person then? Like, if you're gonna, I
That
mean,
one guy,
part
that
of me was
one.
kind of expecting everybody to be brown-faced in this
True.
movie, which is
Yeah.
also wrong, but why put all that effort for just
Yeah, because
one
there are those
person?
movies where, like, you go, why was everyone in brown face or red face for that matter, or yellow
Hello,
face for that matter?
Holiday Inn, when they do the
Oh,
Lincoln's birthday.
yeah. It's like I love that movie up until that happens, and I go, oh, this is why I don't like this movie. I remember now.
And then you go to see the stage version and they don't have it. And you're like, yay,
That
we're
is the correct
learning.
decision. Yeah.
I'm also flat. Okay. I don't know if I want to flat the character Johnny Riggs or this con. You know what? I'm going to flat both. Flat Johnny Riggs. He's just not a good person.
No.
Fred Astaire's character. And I get it. That's the point. But like, come on. And then the con itself, where I get it. You're playing off of somebody's.
Naivete.
Yeah, but like, come on. Like, Do oh God. And then my last flat is that there's not enough Fred Astaire dancing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's a Fred Astaire movie. I get
And
it.
the
It's an
dancing
I
he does do is so unimpressive for him. Like, we've seen
Yeah.
him do better in other movies. You're like, what? Okay.
Like, I get it. This is an Eileen Bremmer. No, Lucille Bremmer. Excuse me, different person.
Yeah.
Lucille Bremmer, like, vehicle, star vehicle. But, like, you
Oh, yeah.
have Fred Astaire. It's like. Okay, so a while ago, I did this movie called Snow Day, where I forget who. I feel like it was like Laura Bell Bundy or some. Or some name of that sort, like big Broadway name, and they didn't have her singing the whole movie. And I'm just sitting there like,
Was it a
you have
musical?
her. It was a musical movie, yeah. And I'm
Oh.
like, you have her. Have her sing. So I'm like, so now you have Fred Astaire. Have him dance.
Yeah. I
He
mean,
can
he does
also
a
sing.
little, but like, it's not
We
really.
had to wait like 30 minutes for him to finally do some sort of choreography.
And he barely dances when he dances. Like, it's like he
Right.
walks in time more than anything, posing, you know.
Yeah, and but it like when the two of them are together and they are partnering, it is electric. But
Yeah, they're great together. They really are.
it's not enough to make me want to rewatch this movie or
Yeah.
to hold my attention in this first viewing of this movie.
God, it was so true. It was so hard to get through. I
Yeah.
don't understand that.
But you know what? Let's move on to Sharps. Let's celebrate this movie for a hot
Yes,
second.
yes, yes,
And
yes.
I sharped Mother Superior.
I would second that one.
Yeah. I
The
also
old
sharped
ladies.
a Aunt Maria
The old ladies, I'm telling you, the old ladies, I love them.
after our conversation. I originally put her as a natural, but after our conversation, I was like, you know what? No. Upon reflection, because at the a while watching the movie, again, like I said, I didn't know how I felt about the aunt.
Sure, which is fair because you're like, is she gonna be like a bad character? But she turns out to be
Is she gonna be like the evil
neutral.
stepmother of
Yeah, that's what I thought I was
sorts?
gonna see too.
But after our conversation, and you did convince me a little bit more that it was more on like a sharp side for her. So the two of them get sharps. I want to sharp the set design for the mansion. It look it it's gaudy in the best way
It's
possible.
so over the top and I loved it.
I'm sharping Yolanda's costumes, like that black dress that she wears that confused the fuck out of me. She looked gorgeous in, but
The
I
one that
still.
was like a nude illusion underneath, or the one that was just like a
Yeah,
straight
where
black dress.
the black dress with the nude illusion and the veil,
Oh,
where I was like,
ooh,
are we
that was
m meeting our guardian angel or going to a funeral?
probably my favorite costume of the whole movie. I like because it was so unique, and you go, yeah, it doesn't make sense at all, but god damn, she looked great.
I didn't like the gold paillettes on her dress, but I liked the dress itself in the dream
Yeah,
ballet.
I 100% with you on that.
And
Yeah.
then her coffee time slash carnival
The
outfit,
yellow outfit, yeah.
yes, was
Yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
And then my last sharp, which should be no surprise to anybody, is the aunt opening the series of doors.
The
It was
doors that
so stupid, but in the
yeah.
but I laughed so hard, and the fact that there was like six or seven of them, and then
Oh my
she's
God,
like,
it just kept going.
let me open the actual door this
Well,
time
because
so
it
you can
went
come
from
through.
like being like the
A
peephole
peephole to a bigger peephole
to a
to
bigger
like.
peephole, which was fine. Then you get to the next and you're like, wait, what's happening? And then you get to the next one and you're like, wait, what's happening? And then they just kept, and the camera kept pulling back to reveal that it was still not open. And I was just like, that is a great bit.
That's a good bit, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What were your sharps?
Well, my sharp is Margaret Natwick, the aunt. The aunt, to
Yeah.
me, like from the get-go, that first scene, I was just like giggling at her the whole time because she's giving like classic Rosalind Russell, sassy 1940s actress that is slightly winking to the audience like hilarity. I just loved her so much, and I love Frank Morgan. I'm because it's Frank Morgan, I love him, and the Mother Superior was another one, but I loved the costumes. I know a lot of times you didn't go for them. I loved how crazy they were. Like at one point, there was a lady that looked like she had a piece of like tartan fabric wrapped around her body, and she was walking around in the background, and I was just like, what is that lady wearing? And yet it worked for me. And then they were like wearing weird turbans at one point with like crazy
Yes.
fabric. And then why was there a man with in a green face throwing confetti right in Frank Morgan's face at one point? Like, why was that even happening? But the clothes he was wearing were fabulous. There was just
I just
so
have a
many
lot of
moments
questions
that
about,
so much, so many
yeah.
questions. I really loved the richness of the visuals and also how I would sharp the there was this is complicated, but so in most of the shots, the lighting is very warm and there's like a back light on her hair a lot of the time, and it's always like dusk or sunrise or sunset somehow in these shots where like the warmth of the lighting gives you a sense of like, you know, sunrise or sundown. I don't know. That was really pretty. It's just pretty to look at this film.
Yeah. I do
But
want to I want to shout out, by the way, Mother Superior. Her name is Jane Green. She
oh,
looks
I
like
love.
it looks like she was a character actor of the time. And of course, this being the studio system, a lot of her credits are technically uncredited in the film.
No, okay. Oh,
Yeah.
because they only would, yeah. So what they used to do is give you the top like leads of the movie credits, like you know the top four, five, six, seven, eight people. So she probably was one of the smaller roles, that never got a on screen, you know, like.
Yeah. Sorry, I was also looking to see if our bestie, Bess Flowers, was in this movie, and she's not, unfortunately. How dare they not hire her?
Oh.
She's a Roland, if you
I
need
remember.
inf yeah.
I remember. Yep.
If you need inspiration for your next musical, your next show to write, do a deep dive on her, 'cause man, she has so many credits that are uncredited. But, so good.
She
Anyway,
just
any.
wanted to work. No, I think that's it for me. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, this is a good question for this moment. Because they're uncredited, they still got paid, though, right?
Yeah, so when you were part of the studio system, you were basically on a like a salary. You just this is you
Okay.
got a weekly salary, and they would just tell you what movie you're working on at the time. Like, oh, today you're gonna go over here and you're gonna be in this and you're gonna do the scene. And then that you'd shoot it or whatever, and then you show up to, and then be like, oh, you're at lot six, and it's like
Go to
another.
wardrobe first, make sure you're, yeah.
Yeah, and tell them they know, but and then you show up, you get dressed, and you're like, what's the scene? Oh, here are the pages. Okay, great. And I do it. Like it's just you were an assignment every day.
Okay. Even if you're literally a background character, you were
You'd be
on a
surprised.
salary.
You'd be surprised. So in many cases, there were tiers of contracts. So there was like the leads were the leads. Then there was like the sort of day players, the contract players. And then the background people were very specific. So that probably wasn't on a salary. It was probably more like they would be searched out for specific things. Like if
Okay.
they needed you to be a dancer, you'd be a dancer. I mean, I'm sure there were groups of dancers on contract too. I'm not sure about that part, but I know there were tiers of contracts, but I can guarantee you that woman, what, tell me her name again, that
Best
we
flowers.
best fl I can guarantee you she was a contract player who was just like, oh, let's, she you're here today,
Where I honestly feel like there are some moments, 'cause she always is like, if you look at her uncredited credits on
Yeah.
IMDb, a lot of them are just like party guests. So I feel like they were like, all right, you're gonna shoot here, and since you're in the same dress, just go over to the other lot.
Did she
And
always have lines?
every so often she actually was credited, it
Yeah.
looked like,
No, did she
but
actually speak on camera even if she wasn't credited? Do you know? Hard to
I
know. Okay.
don't know if she was uncredited because I haven't watched all of her films.
Yeah.
But there was one movie we did, and I'm blanking on the name of it, where she was actually a character, a named character that
Yeah,
had
then she was
lines.
probably most likely a contract player, and she would probably be like, I need to be in the movie. Why are you not giving me scenes? Da 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 da. And then they probably gave her,
Granted, probably the weeks that they were filming this, she was busy with other ones, so.
Right. And also the truth is, Maybe she didn't care. Maybe she was just happy to be there and have a paycheck and was like, I'm doing what I want to be fucking doing. If they give me a line, fine. If they don't, fine. I was in the fucking movie, which
Yeah.
is, you know what I mean? Like, and good for her. I would too, frankly. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that she has like over 900 credits to her name,
For real. Like,
and it's not like it's like 900 titles to her
yeah.
name.
Yeah. Hey, have you looked up to see if she's in fact the person with the most, like,
I have
IMDb?
not actually, but
I would be curious.
I feel like no, because then you get into like voice actors, and voice actors are able to like,
Oh,
you
you'd have to
know.
categorize it.
Yeah, so
Fair, 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 fair.
but anyway, would you add any
Cool.
of the songs from this movie to your life's playlist?
No.
Yeah, no, I don't, there wasn't nothing, none
No
of them were
offense.
special enough.
Yeah, they're background music. I mean, if there was like a playlist with them on it, great. But like, I don't care. Like,
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Well, on that note,
We did it.
Roland, we're done with the episode. We did
Yolanda and the
Yolanda
Thief.
and the Thief. Woo!
Yay! And we'll never watch it again.
Yeah, we can. We nobody picked this as a second chance, please and thank you.
Yeah.
what do you have to plug or promote?
Oh, well, so my short play, For the Love of D'Artagnan, is published on Millennial Pulp Magazine. You can find it online. That's Millennial Pulp Magazine. You can also see me in Coop and Cammy Ask the World, Season 1, Episode 7, and on Disney Channel, on Disney Plus, excuse me, and on Hulu. You can see me in Welcome to Chippendales. I'm in episodes 4 and 6. And also, if you're interested in like hearing about my career as a Broadway performer and like my time in Phantom, or all the times I did Sweeney Todd, or my time in Christmas Carol at Madison Square Garden, or all just like my life in the theater, I have a really a big I am having a big sort of push to post my stories on social media. So you can find me on TikTok and Instagram primarily, and on YouTube. It's Roland Rusinek. But yeah, I mean, like, they're just stories about my life in the theater so far. And I mean, I've just only started the last few months and I've gotten a lot of traction. But like, if you're interested in any of that, please join me there. There's a lot to tell and there's still coming. There's more coming. Gosh, I have so much planned.
It also feels like it's like a you planning a one man show.
It's sort of
You
like a
telling
one-man show audition for myself and for everyone else, and also kind
<me.
of like my biography, because I also just started talking about my parents who are immigrants, and also like, why did I become a performer when they had nothing to do with show business?
laughs> I'm sorry, can you say the show name one more time? That's on Disney Plus.
It's Coop and Cammy Ask the World is the kid show. I'm in one episode of that. And I do like a very Patti LuPone stealing a kid's phone from the audience. I play an opera singer. He's got his phone on. I take it from him, and mayhem ensues. And
Is
then
that a
I'm,
cell
yeah, I'm like, you.
phone?
And then I'm in a show called Welcome to Chippendales on
Yes.
Hulu.
Yes, that no, I remember that one. And
Yeah.
then
I'm also in the producers. You can see me in the
Hell of
producers.
a Boss? Did that come out yet?
I have not figured out if it's out yet or not. I look on IMDb. I don't see the show. I'm in season 3 of Hell of a Boss. It has not dropped yet. At least I don't think it has. If someone knows differently, please let me know. But I can't seem
Unless
to.
by the time this is released, you
Yeah,
know,
I can't seem to
maybe.
find a drop date anywhere. I think it's just being finished. I think this. It's like an it's animation takes time.
Right.
I'm not clear on time frames with any of this, so it's just like
And
a
as we
void.
and when we did season one of Hell of a Boss, like, you know, you were talking about Vivian, like,
She
was
does a
doing it by
lot.
herself.
She does
Yeah.
a lot. I mean, I think she has a team, but it's a small team. But I think she heads everything. So I think
Yeah.
she's busy with like conventions. And there was a Has Been Hotel Live thing that they did, which was a big deal. I think she's just really busy is the real issue.
How dare she?
I know. Hello.
And if you want to, I don't know if you want to talk more about this movie, but if you have any
No.
other suggestions for Roland and I to do as a film, hey, that would be good. We clearly Roland likes Golden Age
I
era,
do. I like the
so
oldies because I think we don't talk about them enough, and I want us to remember them.
yes. You can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at buttersongpod. All right. If you watch this movie on the sketchy Russian website with us, tell us your pitch on how to fix it or make it work a little bit better. Yeah. I think we hit the nail on the head with like there needed to be like more fantasy or magic involved in this.
Yes.
And then
And a better fleshed out plot for a 90-minute movie. Jesus.
And if you want to be part of the next episode's conversation, well, we'll be discussing something completely different, and we'll be talking about the 1990 film It's Only a Movie that
Ooh.
you can find on YouTube,
Ooh.
everyone, and that's how I'm
Ooh.
going to watch it.
Yes.
Roland, thank you so much for coming back
Thank
on,
you. Thanks for having me.
even though this was meh, but it wasn't
Can't
bad, you know, like
all
we
be
plan
winners.
on.
They can't all be winners. They
Right.
can't all be winners.
And everyone, thank you for listening, and bye for now.
Bye.
Special thanks to Aaron Troy for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.